Cambridge English First, Listening Practice Test, Part 4. Copyright Springer Nature Limited, 2019.
If you're at the big international football match on Saturday, or watching it on TV, you'll see the 40 or so members of the Milton Community Choir singing on the pitch before the teams come out. And with me today, I have the choir's director, Maria Grant. Maria, welcome. Are you all nervous about singing at such a big event?
I'd say we're all excited rather than nervous. It's certainly a huge event. We've never sung in front of so many people before, but we're ready for it. Normally, we just get together once a week, but we've had a lot of extra rehearsals for this one. That's partly because, at the request of the organisers, we're doing a few songs that are new to us, ones they wanted specially for the event, that we haven't performed previously.
Now, singing in choirs is becoming a bigger and bigger thing, isn't it? Lots of people are taking it up as a hobby. Why do you think that is?
Yes, in the last few years, the number of choirs springing up all over the country has massively increased. It's great to see so many people taking part. They don't all necessarily want to do public performances. Lots of them sing in choirs just for the enjoyment of doing it. People who thought they couldn't sing at all realise that in fact anyone can sing if they just try. They talk to people who've joined choirs and they think, I'll have a go at that.
How did you get involved with this particular choir?
Well, I'd never sung with anyone before, but I'd always thought I was a decent singer. I used to sing along at home, just for myself, but I reckoned I sounded okay. So I finally decided to take it up as a hobby. I knew one or two people who were doing it, so I knew there were a few choirs around. When I saw this one advertising for singers, I thought I'd go along because it was local.
So when you joined and started singing with all those other people, how was it?
A bit difficult at first. I discovered that maybe I wasn't quite as good as I'd hoped. Having to learn how to sing new songs for me was hard, and having to learn my own particular part to fit in with the others was really hard. It took me ages to reach a reasonable standard. I might have given up, but a lot of the others said they'd had the same experience, but that things had got a lot better, and that helped me a lot.
So you started doing public performances with them?
Yes, after a while. I got invited to do them, like everyone else, but for about a year I just went to the weekly meeting to practice with them, and I didn't accept any of the invites. I told myself it was because I didn't have time to make a commitment to sing more than once a week, but in reality I was too scared. The whole idea of standing up in front of an audience, even though all the others would be around me, was too scary for me.
But eventually you started doing the performances.
Yes. I felt a bit silly saying no all the time, and I started to envy the others when they told me about all the events they'd sung at. What really struck me was how varied all these were, from private parties to company events to big concerts with a number of choirs, and festivals too. It seemed like there was no limit to the kind of place a choir could perform.
So how did you end up becoming the director of the choir?
Well, it certainly wasn't my plan when I started, that's for sure. I did a lot of performances with the choir, and not only did I have a fantastic time doing it, but I also saw firsthand what went into organising all that. The director at the time put a huge amount of effort into that side of things, and she told me one day that it was spoiling her enjoyment of the actual singing. So I thought about it, and then I offered to take over from her, doing all the admin and organising. By then I'd found that I did have time to do all that, and she was delighted to give it up.
Well, all the best for Saturday's event.